22. And wherever he entered, into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets, and besought him that they might touch, if it were but the border of his garment, and as many as touched him were made whole. Then came together to Jesus certain of the scribes and the Pharisees, which were from Jerusalem. And when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is to say, with unwashed hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands often, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the market, except they wash, they eat not. And many other things there be, which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups and pots, brazen vessels, and of tables. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, saying, Why do your disciples walk not according to the tradition of the elders, but transgress when they eat bread with their unwashed hands? But he answered and said to them, Why do you reject the commandment of God, that you full well transgress by your own tradition? For God commanded, and Moses said, Honor your father and your mother, and whoso curses father or mother, let him die the death. But you say, Whosoever shall say to his father or mother, It is Corban, that is to say, a gift, by whatsoever you might be profited by me, he shall be free. And you permit him no more to honor or do anything for his father or mother, thus making the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition, which you have delivered, and many such like things do you. You hypocrites, well has Isaiah prophesied of you, saying, as it is written, This people draw near to me with their mouth, and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. However in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things you do. And when he had called all the multitude, he said to them, Hearken to me, every one of you, hear and understand. There is nothing from outside which goes into a man that can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was entered into the house from the people, then came his disciples and said to him, Know you that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? But he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Then Peter asked and said to him, Declare to us this parable. And Jesus said to them, Are you yet so without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatsoever thing from outside enters into the man, it cannot defile him, because it enters not into his heart, but goes into the belly and is cast out into the draught, purging all meats? And he said, But those things which proceed out of the mouth of man come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For from inside, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, false witness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these things come from inside and defile the man. But to eat with unwashed hands defiles not a man. Then Jesus arose and departed from there, and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and entered into a house, and would have no man know it, but he could not be hidden. For behold, a Greek woman of Canaan, a Syrophoenician by nation, whose young daughter had an unclean spirit, heard of him, and came out of the same coasts, and fell at his feet, and cried to him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, you son of David! My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. And she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she cries after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But Jesus answered and said to her, Let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. And she answered and said to him, Yes, truth, Lord, yet the dogs under their master's table eat of the children's crumbs. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. For this saying, be it to you even as you will. Go your way, the devil is gone out of your daughter. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. And again, departing from the coasts of Tyre and Sidon, he came near to the Sea of Galilee, through the midst of the coast of Decapolis. And they bring to him one that was deaf, and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spit, and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed, and said to him, Ephphatha, which is, Be opened. And immediately his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spoke plain. And he charged them that they should tell no man. But the more he charged them, so much the more a great deal they published it, and were beyond measure astonished, saying, He has done all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. And Jesus departed from there, and went up into a mountain, and sat down there. And great multitudes came to him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered, when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see. And they glorified the God of Israel.